Oh, no. Oh, no. I wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. Didn't even think about it. Just because I hammered it in Jesus' name and I'm just living my life. About the sixth day, I'm in the shower and I thought, I need to check this thing. This thing needs to have submitted. And you say, how arrogant. Who do you think you are? I'm trying to tell us who we are. I found favor with God. Sin and the effects of sin have been crushed by the blood and name of Jesus Christ. He says, sit up and eat like a king. Be free. Be in the world, but don't be of it. Okay. Yeah, but, well, ooh, just say okay. Sixth day, I checked it, and it felt like a pimple breaking the skin. And I didn't go, oh, God, we're getting a breakthrough. Yes, Jesus, hallelujah. I said, see, it's good to go through this stuff. I wouldn't change it for nothing. You say, well, why was that thing growing in the first place? If you was in covenant and you was in faith, it would never have the right to be there if you was walking with God. I learned and grew so much. Can you tell I'm convinced? You don't have to believe what I'm saying, but I believe it. Just leave me alone. I believe it. Okay? Look, I believe it. I've been through some stuff that has taken what could be heard as a theory and made it absolute reality and revelation to my heart. Jesus is in the fire, folks. You go through the lion's den. That's where you see and learn and understand he shuts the mouth of the lion. Until then, you're just preaching Daniel's experience. You go through a few furnaces, you understand he's Lord over the fire. And then that little gleam in your eyes is understood. There might not be the smell of smoke, but if you look close, you can see I've been through some fires. Oh, I messed up now. See, because I'm not living some bed of roses fairy tale. I'm living the gospel, and it's a war, and there's an enemy, and Jesus is Lord. You get it? So I said to that little pimple thing, I said, look, I told you 6 days ago, you have no right, and you get out of me. I command you by the authority and the blood of Jesus. I ain't asking you. I'm telling you, get out of me and never come back. The next day, guess what I did? I checked it right away. Because we was in war. Then 5 days were good for me. Because I walked out my faith and I was at total peace. Now think with me. Natural knowledge had a thing growing in my behind. Living like it wasn't there. Was I in denial? Was I foolish? Was the thing like, oh my God, that could have been serious. It could have spread to your body and killed you, man. If you're thinking like that, you run in a heartbeat and get checked. I am not against that. I'm not condemning you. If you're thinking that way, you go get that thing checked. You hear me? And you're not condemned. And I ain't saying you're weaker than me. If you're thinking that way, because you can tell I'm not talking about this. Bless God, praise God. Oh, I'm in a head, not tail. Bless God, he's going out. By his stripes, I'm healed. I'm at peace. I'm not out on a limb trying to be somebody here. When I say this, those of you that know my heart know right where I'm coming from. Jesus is Lord. And the way we overcome the enemy, that precious holy blood, that precious holy word, and we love not our own lives unto death. Guess what just got canceled out? Fear. Get it? Come on. Because if you don't love your own life unto death, you're a target. The value of your life will be questioned. Did we ever read Colossians 2? It's still not 9 o'clock. Will you give me 5 minutes? We read some of it. Yeah, we did. Because he was all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And then that took me to my little rabbit trail.